And now, a Blaze Media podcast.
So if I say to you, a little kid and a man were attacked by a coyote, first thing that comes to your mind, oh, I wonder what Western state they live in. Or... Right, even the little kid had a gun. He shot it, brought it, took it down. But no. No, we have reports now that people in Chicago are getting attacked by coyotes. Apparently, the local animal control say the increase in coyote sightings are due to animals following the Chicago River in search of food. And as long as they're
climate
getting...
Climate change.
Right.
So this is our fault.
Yep, they're becoming more aggressive because they can't find food.
How dare you?
Chicago. Here's how you fix the issue. Texas, but I've seen them here and there.
I have a question. Are these coyotes the animals or coyotes the Mexicans sneaking in illegal Mexicans?
Yes, is the answer. Yes. They're the animals. I've told you they're following the Chicago River in search of food.
Isn't the Mexicans that are trying to cross the border also following the Rio Grande?
Well, this will change your mind.
Okay.
This is how you know it's different, okay?
It's different, okay.
Right? According to Stanley Gert, a professor of wildlife ecology at Ohio State University, who studies coyotes in the area.
You know he's getting all the females at the bar right now.
Oh, man. What do you do?
What are you a professor of?
Wildlife ecology.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing in Chicago? Studying the coyotes in the area.
Yeah?
Ooh. I tell you, couple attacked some people the other day.
What?
Yeah.
Am I safe outside?
You want a drink?
I do.
And no, I need to walk you home, baby.
Oh, okay.
So according to him, there are 4,000 coyotes in Illinois.
Wow.
Now that should tell you that they're the animals, because we know that there are a lot more than that.
Coyotes
of the humans,
the human coyotes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! In Illinois.
In Illinois,
4,000. That's the beginning.
Those are the babies that just were born.
Those are the ones still in the back of the semis at the Walmart lot.
Hello. Wait, that's not funny, Jeff.
No, it is. I'm not laughing. You did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure. There is. There's a plane crash in Iran that we're concerned about, and we don't know who shot it down. I mean, how it crashed. We don't know if it was, we do know, come to think of it, we do know that it was Iran. They satellite coverage, they shot down the plane. And, that could be why they haven't released, the black box was too damaged. Because that happens all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Isn't the black box
almost indestructible?
No, it always breaks every time.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, it always breaks. I mean. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It always breaks.
You'd think they'd figure out a way to make them indestructible.
It is 2020, and we haven't figured that one out. And there's two black boxes, so we could go to the backup.
No? Too much damage.
Okay.
Too much damage. And sure. Okay, so I'm trying to figure the Epstein video out. All right? So the very first, his very first suicide attempt, the video from the camera, they couldn't find. They went before the judge, and they said, Your Honor, we can't find it. And the judge was pissed. I mean, rightfully so.
He said, did you check the cushions? Because that's why I usually lose everything.
He said,
in between the seats.
No, go back and find out
what happened.
WTF. We're going to find this out. Then it was reported. Oh, there it is.
We found it.
There it is.
It was between the cushions.
There it is. You were right, Your Honor. That's exactly where it was.
Exactly.
It fell out of my pocket.
Right between the cushions.
I sat down to play Call of Duty. It fell out of my pocket. I didn't know what I was doing.
The
next thing, there it is.
Chicken. Yes.
So now we're getting reports that the video itself was deleted accidentally.
So the video killed himself.
So did we ever have it? Was it ever there?
So you're telling
me, has it really been deleted? I mean, I don't know.
So is that the same thing that happened to Hillary's servers?
I don't know.
Did they wipe the servers down with a cloth and then the video got deleted by mistake?
You know what? Yes.
Because usually when I'm trying to delete something out of this computer, when I press delete, it asks me, are you sure you want to delete CTF promo Tuesday? I have to click.
And then you listen to it and say, oh God, yes. That was horrible. This was supposed to be a promo, and you delete it.
So I don't believe the accidentally, you double click accidentally. You click delete and then you click yes to delete.
No. I meant no. Oh. Gosh darn it.
Oh.
Call the attorneys.
Tell them I deleted it.
It's my fault.
Try to hit send.
And I hit delete.
And I thought he said
yes to send,
and then deleted.
Sure, when I send something, it never asks me yes.
No,
to
it
send,
never does.
It just says click and it sends. But sure,
but
that
this time
like
it asked me if are you sure you want to delete? I mean, send this to judge.
I mean, I don't understand. I do not.
This
understand.
Adds more to the whole.
It sure does.
Conspiracy.
It does.
Like, come on, do they not know? And then if it was a mistake and delete it, like, do you really want to release that information?
Well, they have to, right? Because
I know, but do you, like I said, judge. Oh, crap. That's going to add more to the story now.
I know.
So I don't want to release it.
And it also makes it seem like originally, it made it seem like the guy, his cellmate,
mm-hmm.
was innocent because his attorney is fighting for
the video, right? Yeah.
And he's saying he didn't do it and he didn't have anything to do with it, which is what Epstein said.
On the letter.
And I think he said it vocally, too.
Oh, he did?
I think he did. I'll go back and find out for sure. But he did, Epstein one way or another reported that his cellmate was the one who attacked him.
Wouldn't you say that?
That's what he's saying. That's what the cellmate is saying. But now, if this is true... If we lost it and then we found it and now we've deleted it again, it makes it seem like
the
cellmate
was correct.
No, that Epstein was correct. That the
cellmate was.
Now you go up to the actual suicide. I mean, everything looks again. I changed. You changed my mind.
I did.
All right. It's a conspiracy. He didn't kill himself.
Yeah.
But without video or anyone putting a body in the cell with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, it's like the prosecutor.
All you have is a suicide.
It's like you said it yesterday. Who said it yesterday that we talked about it off the air? You said, oh, I hate to agree with him, but in order to have a homicide, you have to have another person.
No, that was
the detective.
Mark Furman.
Yes.
Yeah. From Los Angeles, the former detective from LA during the O.J. Simpson trial.
Simpson, yeah.
And he's right.
I mean, no, he's right. Yes, you do need another human being in order to consider it a homicide.
Right.
And
which
somehow,
we do not have.
We do
throughout
not have.
This entire conspiracy theory.
There hasn't been no evidence
of another
human.
Human
being
anywhere close.
Yeah.
Right? Because the video camera in the hallway of the shoe with the cells, that's the one that was broken.
Yeah, that wasn't working.
But all the other video cameras, we're told,
were
working, and so, there weren't other humans wandering around.
Yeah, so if there was somebody that was going to or away from the...
Right.
Another camera should have captured this.
Correct.
Only if it was a ghost.
And it's been reported that there wasn't anyone.
Unless it was a ghost.
Or just that particular part of the video... was deleted.
Or it was a ninja. Or it was like someone bending light, like the cloak, like Harry Potter.
Or it was, you know, some magic witchcraft.
Or aliens.
You know, there's no reports. We don't know this for sure. If people were out front, you know, the Santeria, doing the chicken bones.
That's racist.
What do you mean?
Santa Maria chicken bone? That's a bit Hispanic, that we use chicken bones when we do our, you know, spiritual callings.
Oh, is that what it is? Spiritual calling?
Yeah, spiritual callings. Yes.
Right. Oh, and speaking of Jeffrey Epstein and the surrounding entities around his life and his sex slaves and his masseuses, I see a story yesterday that is out talking the headline, President and the Pimp. Bill Clinton poses with Epstein's.
We don't know who you're talking about.
If
you said the President and the Pimp, we all know who you're talking about. And interestingly enough, we're not talking about President Trump.
Right.
Because they're, no, he wasn't.
President and the Pimp. So, and they're talking about how Ghislaine and Epstein, and they all went, they were on this big flight to Africa for their humanitarian express. And I read the whole story. I'm like, oh, great. And there's pictures of, you know, Bill getting on the plane, picture of Ghislaine.
Do you see what he has in his mouth?
Yeah, with the one shot of him on the plane, he's got the big cigar.
Freaking iconic. Iconic.
He's just sitting, he's reading, he's writing, doing whatever.
With a big cigar. That is so iconic.
And Kevin Spacey's on the flight. Right? And now Kevin's bummed because can't go there?
No, Jeffy. Okay.
Chris Tucker's on the flight. Now, during this entire story, they want us, with the headline, President of the Pimp. You're automatic. If you don't go any farther than that, I told you, he was involved. The whole thing, he knew. Okay, the entire story based around this flight and this trip to Africa with Epstein and the humanitarian trip that they all went on. Nothing, even the girl, the sex slave, the masseuse, whoever she is, whatever you want to call her. But she claims she was a sex slave, so we have to believe what she has to say, right? President Clinton was great. He didn't do anything. He was always nice. Joking around. He was great.
But I also love how in the story said that they made her wear a pilot
uniform. Yeah, she had to wear a captain's suit.
Yeah, so they'll make her look professional.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Not the whole sex slave thing, but the whole, like, you know.
Thank you for flying, Fisher Air. I mean, Epstein Lolita Express Air.
We're about to depart the United States of America. Once we get into international airspace, go check out the captain. Okay, she's not really a captain, but she's in the back and she's waiting for you. I mean, the whole thing.
I realize the whole thing is set up to look bad. But this and in the bigger picture of things on the Lolita Express, it was. But this particular flight,
AKA Lolita Express,
this particular flight and trip, it was nothing.
No, it was nothing. No,
I read the whole story. It actually was a humanitarian trip.
I actually read the story thinking there was going to be like a bombshell,
right?
Like we have a picture of Clinton laying in bed with her.
I took a picture with Bill Clinton as he entered the plane. It wasn't until 8 hours into the flight, I looked back and there he was naked saying, come here, you little Lolita. That's what I kept waiting to have happen. Instead, he was a gentleman. He was beautiful. We all got together. We laughed. We sat and we got into the flight. We were joking. We put on a movie and we fell asleep. Okay.
And that's when it happened.
Yes, that's when it happened. Right. Everyone was asleep. I thought, oh, good. I can relax a little bit. Nope. That's when Bill Clinton and Kevin Spacey showed up.
And used a cigar.
And the one from Kevin. Anyway, it's just, and that's how they hooked me, right? The President of the Pimp. They made me read the story.
It was a bait. It's a clickbait. Yes.
And it worked.
Oh, it absolutely worked.
Congratulations.
Yes. Well done.
And also congratulations to Cardi B for, soon to be a Nigerian citizen.
Good for her.
Right?
Absolutely. Go back to your roots. Yes.
Cardi B is, of course, blasting President Trump for the airstrike that killed, the terrorist.
No, but he was a great humanitarian.
Right. And he helped little kids cross the street in his off time in Iran. Yes. Yeah. There were pictures of him in Tehran helping little kids. No, that was a drill in his hand, hon. That wasn't just a...
Yeah,
that wasn't
he was
a,
drilling holes to put, pictures of them.
Right.
Yeah, and then they needed those holes.
He was giving them extra holes in their body to hold the suckers. Oh, okay. So she said that she's...
Wait, how do you hold suckers with extra holes?
You put them in the holes.
Oh, you put them in the holes, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The legs.
Okay.
I mean... See a little kid walking around with 10 or 12 suckers in his legs with the drill holes. Anyway, that was...
You fist pump.
The...
Everything you fist pump.
Okay, I gotcha.
Okay.
I gotcha. Thank you. So she says that she's pissed over that. So she's going to apply for Nigerian citizenship.
Ha ha! Good luck. Seriously, go away. Who's stopping
Bye.
You? Who is literally going to shed a tear?
No one is stopping you. Let's see, though. It made me think about, and I don't think anyone, at least let me put it this way, anyone here at Chewing the Fat is stopping you. Go. You're free. Do what you want.
That's America for you, baby. Go do whatever you want to do.
You're upset? Go. Go. Renounce your United States citizenship.
Oh, I wish you would. Do wish you would.
But just as I was thinking off the top of my head, I was like, well, Nigeria.
Yeah, Nigeria.
If I was thinking, hey, let's go to Nigeria. Okay. Even just for,
a trip.
A Lolita Express trip. Oof. For a humanitarian express.
Oof.
We're going to Nigeria, right? But you might want to look and see if there were any travel advisories from the State Department or, I don't know, the UN, anything like that.
All right, so what's behind the Nigerian door?
So I Googled, this is what I Googled. State Department, Nigeria.
What does she win, Jeffy?
Cardi B. I don't even have to click on the story. Come on down. Get out of the U.S. and step into Nigeria. Yes, you are now a Nigerian citizen. Congratulations. Remember, though, if you're going to travel to your new country that you're now a citizen to, according to the U.S. State Department, you may want to reconsider that travel due to crime, terrorism, civil unrest, kidnapping, and maritime crime. The maritime crime, which includes kidnappings and hijackings. So don't worry about it. Come on down. Congratulations. You too can become a citizen of Nigeria. I mean, I'm going to click on the link. That's the first thing that comes up.
That's from the first.
Yeah, that's just open. That's just the stories that click on it. And that's been a while. Okay, so that was October. Then in December, same thing.
Oof.
And then it goes back. Well, you know what? It's nothing this year.
It's only been 8 days.
Nothing this year.
Only
from December.
It's only been 9 days, Jeffy.
Yeah, no, but this was dated December 4th.
Oh, so it's been a month.
Over a month. Well over a month.
So she's good now. She's good.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. So these are all for the rest. Yeah, the rest go on. The rest are all older. So it's not like Nigeria has been in, turmoil for a number of years. Don't worry about that.
What she's thinking? She's thinking of a Nigerian prince that keeps sending her emails. That's what she's thinking.
Sadly, she probably is. I need a drink, Bam. I'm already parched into the middle of this show. Oh my gosh. All right, let's go to the break room. So while we're in the break room, just let me remind you to subscribe to Chewing the Fat. Just go to, you can get it on Apple, iHeart, Stitcher, One of the easiest things to do is go to theblaze.com/podcast and just click on Chewing the Fat. And then it opens up. And when it opens up, along the top of the page, it will give you a plethora of platforms that you can download the show on. One of them is a platform called, what's the name of that platform again? SoundCloud.
Okay.
And that one, I don't know, did they close that platform down?
Not yet.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, I know they haven't. But just, if it was my recommendation would be,
don't.
Maybe pick another platform.
And you could go to radio.com and listen to us there too.
Another perfect example.
And we have a brand new platform coming in the next couple of weeks that Chewing the Fat will be going to. And it's a bigger platform.
And that is?
It is.
Wow. Wow. Did I mention Keeps.com? Keeps.com. Are you tired of losing your hair?
You know my Keeps, right? I thought it was, you know.
Whenever you hear Keeps.com on the broadcast, you know that we've edited something out.
I've been on Keeps for a while now. It works.
Oh, yeah, you can tell. No, I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you because they're a sponsor on the network, and they're, you know, I'm sure they're not a sponsor on this particular broadcast. So
why bother?
I could make a little fun.
You can.
But
yeah. It works.
Have it's you really? Working.
Yeah.
And get over here in the light. Let me see. How do you know that it's worked? Because you've had a pretty good head of hair anyway.
I had, but I started.
You can quote me on that too, by the way.
Okay. I started, you know, when you went like this and clumps of hair will fall off.
So those of you that aren't watching Chewing the Fat today on camera.
That's not possible.
What Chris did is he ran his fingers through his hair. I know that. Look, those of you listening.
They heard it.
They did?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah, I made sure I did it on the microphone so they could hear.
But now, if you're watching on the back camera, because you can choose. If you watch Chewing the Fat, you can choose what camera you're looking at.
What is this, the CES conference?
Well, no, what this is like the security cams
that we're on.
They don't allow us actually on Blaze TV cams.
Oh, this is the security cams.
But we use the security cams.
So the SimpliSafe cams.
So you can pick the camera in the back or pick the camera in the front. Those are the security cams.
By the way, that's $1 million idea right there. Why?
By the way, I've wanted to do that forever on this network.
And I remember when I started working here, we talked about it.
If you have developed,
well, the technology is developed because Big Brother uses it. When Big Brother is on, and you pay the $19.99 extra on top of
that, you choose,
and then you get to pick what camera. Yeah, we had this conversation, Jeffy. You might not remember, but the technology is out there already. Big Brother is called Big Brother After Dark, has that technology. Are you okay?
So anyway, what Chris did...
Keeps.com.
So you were running your fingers through your hair.
Yes.
And the hair was coming out.
It was scary.
You don't think it belonged to your dog shedding?
No, because my dog doesn't climb on my head.
Okay. Whatever.
And you should have dog hair.
I don't know what kind of owner you are, but go ahead.
Do you let your dog climb your hair?
I don't have a dog anymore. That's why. Anyway. And now you don't. You're using Keeps and now it doesn't do that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's tremendous, right? Yeah. It's really tremendous.
You took one of my pills, by the way. Got me all. I had like the last 3 days, I had no pills left.
Oh, no.
Because then I lost track.
Because I took one.
You took one.
I took one, and then the last 3 days, you don't have any. That's my fault.
I was completely out of whack.
What are you, a junkie? I gave you one of my pills, man. But then then the last 20 I didn't have. So that's because of you, because I gave it to you, dude.
It was.
Okay. Stop it. But so does it now, with the directions, do they say, may work better if you take extra?
That
thank you. That's what I figured.
It says don't take extra.
Yeah, I'm right. Extra doesn't exactly work.
No.
The point is keeping it regular.
Yes, and you take it at the same time.
Yeah, the point.
Yeah.
Did I not just say the point is keeping it regular?
But see, regular could mean different things.
It could?
Yes.
Other than different, other than taking it at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right, I apologize. That's my fault.
We literally wasted so much time in this. We got the number one story so in this sad. Damn world.
I know.
That it has our stupid theory.
I know.
And we have not even brushed any of
it.
That's
all I want to talk about. But before that, I just want to thank the people that played along on my
ISIS
flicks yesterday.
How did that go?
There were some really good funny ones where people played along, like Dude, Where's My Camel? Sleepless in Baghdad.
Nice.
Iran's Next Top Jihadist. Oh, these are all Courtney B. A Fistful of IEDs.
Nice.
Right?
Well done, Courtney B.
Then from...
keep it up. You might find a date if you send those tweets.
Don't
like
be
that.
Mean.
No, like
Don't
I'm saying, like,
mean.
Continue doing that.
So from...
which, by the way, she's a pretty cute girl.
Go on, Courtney B.
Yeah, because I looked at her picture. She's pretty cute. I don't understand why she's single. Now, I've only seen her face. So there could be some limbs missing.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes?
Do we know that the picture is her?
Ooh. We don't.
So anyway, the next tweet was Zalaminian's son, Omeka Man.
I like that.
Yeah, I know.
Omeka Man.
The Beheading Bunch.
That's a TV show, though, right?
Yeah, some are movies, some are TVs.
No, but
okay.
I want to make sure that's a TV show. I would like to see more than just one.
Caliphate Wars, The Jihad Awakens.
Ooh, that's
like
a
that
great
one.
Movie.
I know.
That's a Marvel movie right there.
The Beheading of Emily Rose.
That's a scary movie. Yes.
I like that one a lot. Everybody Loves Muhammad. Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Muhammad, But We're Afraid to Ask.
Well, that's a docuseries.
That might actually be a show on already. Let's Make a Martyr. Really funny. And Muhammad Alorian.
One more time.
Muhammad Alorian.
I like it.
I know.
That's a
really
Disney
funny.
Plus right there, yes.
Breaking Baghdadi.
Hey.
I know. Allah and the Family. Really funny. All the Caliphate. Bomb Smoke. I mean, they're really funny. Thanks for playing along. 12 Angry Terrorists. Jihad Park. Okay. Sex in the Sheep Fields. Really funny.
Sounds like something will happen to 40 Acres.
It was really funny. Little Women in Hijabs. Two Men and a Goat. Really funny. Very funny. Wheel of Torture. Muhammad and Abdullah's Excellent Adventures. Man in the High Mosque.
Ooh, that's a good Amazon.
That is a good one.
That's a good Amazon.
The Flying Muslim. That's not funny to you because you don't even remember the show, but there was a show called The Flying Nun with Sally Fields. She was like 10 years old at the time, so the show was like 100 years ago. Ilyan the Explorer. That's funny. Roadside Bomb to Nowhere. I like my Real Housewives idea. And the Real Housewives of Dubai, you could still go with Real Housewives to any of the cities.
Any
right?
of
I mean,
the cities.
Multiple series on the Real Housewives. How to Train Your Terrorist Dragon.
That one needs help.
James Bond, Die Another Way. Really funny.
Uh-oh.
How to Train Your Wife. You know, we'll just stop there. You can still play along.
Keeps.com. If you're losing your hair.
Hashtag ISIS flicks, or you can just go to my Twitter account at JeffyJFR, and I tweeted it yesterday. I tweeted it yesterday with the tweet about thinking about the streaming of ISIS, starting a streaming channel, and just hashtag ISIS flicks.
Yeah, thanks to Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, I gave him credit in the tweet. I don't need to give him credit every time I freaking mention the story. What's he done for me?
He's liked a couple of your tweets.
Yeah, did he retweet this? Did he like this tweet?
I don't know. Did he?
And the answer is no.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. Maybe send it to him again.
Lucky I freaking tagged him at all. No, he thinks he is. Mr. Oh, I'm a worldwide comedian, and I've got all kinds of shows that are award-winning, yep. And I'm doing all this talented stuff.
He's working
stuff.
On Afterlife, too.
I'm doing all this talented stuff. I don't have enough time to retweet a Jeffy tweet. Okay, fine. Whatever. Then you know what? I don't have time to mention him every time I mention the story, either. But if you wanted to, Ricky, I mean, at Ricky Gervais, that's fine. Just at Jeffy JFR. Just tweet. All I want to do is talk about the Royals. That's all I want to do today. I mean, last night, the story. That's all I want to do is talk about the Royals. I know. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. I know that. I know, you know, it's the Royals and everything, but I am just fascinated by what's been going on. And it started, well, a long time ago, actually, my fascination with the Royals. But it really delved into good stuff over the holidays when the Queen did her holiday New Year's message video. And she's got the pictures of the family on the desk around her, and there's no Meghan and Harry or the baby.
No.
So then, not long after that, Meghan and Harry post their first time Christmas message card Instagram with the baby Archie right on the screen saying Merry Christmas from all of us, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then not long after that, because the Queen was like,
No, you're not going to upstage me.
She posts the picture of the succession.
Which is
tremendous.
The last time that was done was 100 years ago.
So it's her, Charles, William, and the little brat kid.
George.
Yeah. George. So that picture, you know, of the succession. So you had the Queen. And if you notice, in the succession photo, it's the Queen in front.
Yes.
Charles.
Yes.
William.
Yes.
And what's the kid's name again?
Yeah, little
George.
Prince George.
And they're all, the heads are Queen, Charles, William.
Little baby.
I mean, it's a step down.
Yes.
But it is success, or, you know, or step up. If you're George, if you're like, these people will not die. I need to take this crown.
Wait, he's a baby.
Yeah, I know. That's
he's
what he's
toddler.
Doing. No, he's like, he's
seven.
Five
or
six now or something like that.
Exactly. He should not be smoking.
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
Move on.
So, so then, after that, we get the post from Harry and Meghan, who are going to be staying in. They're not coming home for Christmas. This whole fight of them. It's been an amazing ride over the holidays. No question. Okay, so. Then now we get we told you that they were going to go to Africa and they were going to live in Africa for 6 months to a year. The Queen kicked them out, said, go to Africa. You're ticking me off. Get out of here. You're starting, you know, all Meghan and Harry have been doing is being fight starters over there on the royal property. So they were going to do that. But then they went to Africa and they were down there for what, a couple of weeks? And they did their TV interview, their whining little TV interview, where she was, oh, how are you, Meghan? Oh, thank you for asking. Nobody ever asked me how I am. Don't they? But they spent a couple weeks there, and there was no, after that, Meghan was like, Harry, there's no way we're living here for 6 months to a year. We got to get out of here. So they go back to the UK, and they decide that the Queen says, well, look, tell people you want to live in Canada then, because you're not staying here. I gave you the house over there, but, you know, that can still be your house. We fixed it up for you, but we'll call it yours, but you're not staying here for a while. So just tell people you're not going to be jetting back and forth from here to New York and L.A. and just go stay in Canada. The U.K. is already part of Canada. It's all good. You can stay there. So they go there, and they take their reprieve from royal duties over the holidays, right? I mean, they took time off. I mean, they were struggling. I mean, they did a couple of weeks in Africa. Then they needed at least 6 weeks off, which they got. You know, it's tough. So they spent the time in Canada. They spent the time with the family in L.A., her mom, and, you know, she sees her friends. There were reports that she was seeing her shrink back in L.A., you know, because times are so hard being a royal. And I forget who I've told this, so I'll just backtrack again, but I believe that Meghan was really excited about becoming a royal.
Yes.
Okay. And it should be. It should be a big deal. Hell,
it's every little girl's dream,
right,
to become a princess.
And
believe it or not,
she was a holiday star. I mean, a Hollywood star
and a holiday star.
And you know, she's a half breed.
Jeffy, stop. She's half black and half white.
And
she's a mix. Not a half breed. Makes her sound like she's half human, half animal. That's not what she is.
But then she found out. But then I never. Don't say it seriously. Good, because I almost went to keeps.com. The. holy cow. Funny, though. Anyway, the. So then she finds out how difficult it is to be a royal.
It is difficult, Jeffy.
It is if you're used to being your own royalty.
Okay, I can see that.
She's
yes.
her own
yes.
Hollywood royalty.
Yes, I belong
right?
to the Hollywood and elites. And,
right.
Yes, okay.
But now she isn't. That's a different level.
Yes, it is.
Okay?
Yes.
That's not, I'm my own royalty.
No. You have to follow rules. There's
right.
protocols. You have to follow the monarch.
You keep your chin up. You don't
yes.
look around. You're standing here.
And there's rules that you
there's
have to
follow.
There's
rules and regulations, and there's stuff going on. You got to pee tough. Stand there. Hold it.
Yes.
Wait till it's done. It does. I mean, it's just that's just the way it is. And so she then starts, you know, little getting the fight starter all over again with her and Kate. And now she's got William all mad. William and Harry fighting. She's got the Queen fighting everybody. She's a little fight starter. A little fight starter. Get in there, little fight starter. You see a little fight starter. Yeah.
And this is what you subscribe.
I love you. I love you too, Harry. But did you know that William was doing this?
And did you know your grandmother does not let me wear her jewelry? Like she doesn't.
She lets that bitch Kate wear it.
Don't worry, honey. I'll buy you some.
I'm so much more prettier than her. Am I not?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are. You lose a little bit of that baby weight. But Harry didn't say that. And she has lost some of the baby weight, too, by the way. Remember,
yeah,
she said
yes.
she wasn't going to lose some
yes,
weight.
But she
but
did.
She did. She has. Over
recent
these holidays,
photos,
she's been working hard.
Yeah,
and why is that,
show.
Do you think? Because she wants to go back
to
work
Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yep. She knows she's not getting work in Hollywood as Meghan Markle with baby fat.
I mean, baby fat.
Yeah,
baby fat.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the breaking news that just broke?
And I mean, we could go down. I do. I'll get to it. Why are you push? Don't push up on me. What? I'll take. This is a podcast. I could take all the time out. I thought we've
that
covered this already.
No, you're right. You
That's
can take
my freaking show.
Time. Yes. But there's
the hell I want.
It's like the monarch. It gives you rules. And I give you the rules. You got more.
Oh, are you? Is it, you're the monarch now? Is that what you are?
When I'm editing your crap, yes,
is that what
I
you
am.
Are?
Yes.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Pissing me off. So you go down. I mean, there's. I read this entire story in the Daily Mail. It is fascinating. I haven't even finished reading it. It's 100 pages. So inside the story, there's another link to the Sussex and the Royals. Okay, and so I just look at a plethora of headlines just inside this a story inside the story
so cool
between the lines which is what we do here. I mean amazing. So now we start the latest one just dropped. Hilarious moment, royal biographer's pet Alsatian interrupts her during live TV interview from her home. Big deal, who cares, she's nothing. Scotland Yard will review Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's publicly funded protection officers.
Yep.
As it emerges that it could cost taxpayers up to $1 million a year, despite their claims they will become financially independent. Because now they want to break away from the royals.
Yeah, they don't want to be part of it.
They want to lose the titles. They don't want to have anything to do with it. And that means that they're back to working the drive-through.
Yes.
Now, obviously, Meghan and Harry are not going to be working the drive-throughs.
I wonder, this is a question for Stu. I wonder how was she written off on Suits? Is there a possibility
did she come back?
that...
I think Suits is done now, though, right?
No, it's still going.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if Suits, how they...
Could bring her back?
Wrote her off
possible.
To see if she can come back.
Possible.
Because she had a big role in that,
yeah,
on that show.
That's possible. And there's plenty, I mean, there's plenty of work, right? I mean,
no, only Suits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then we need to get talked, because the last thing I want to do in my life is talk to Stu. But you say so. So then we go to Eco Warriors. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's carbon footprint could soar to triple the average if they split their time between UK and North America. Well, that's of course they're not going to do that. Yeah, I mean they're going to be in Canada. That's why if they want to be still tied with the Royals, that's why they have to be in Canada with the ties with the UK,
yes.
And then they can zip in and out of the States. But that's why they're going to cut. You know, they're going to cut the time. Now they're back in the UK.
For now.
With talks with the Queen and the family, losing the royal ties and finding out that if they cut the ties, I mean, that's security, that's housing, that's extra cash, spending cash,
everything,
travel.
Literally everything. It's everything.
All the due people,
from
everything.
Waking up to going
everything.
To sleep.
Right. I mean, and I don't
clothing,
think...
vehicles, gas.
I don't think Harry's ready for it. Would you like fries with that? I don't think he's ready for that. And you know Meghan's not. But now they're going to sign all kinds of deals. And they're, you know, there's no way that their elite, her elite friends and his party elite friends, they, you know, yes, we're going to write a book. Oh, here's $20 million. So there's breaking news in the royal family happening right now as we speak. And according to my royalty, I have to stop now. So to hear the breaking news, you need to subscribe to Chewing the Fat. Go to theblaze.com/podcast, click on Chewing the Fat, and subscribe on the platform of your choice, because right after this, we're going to go into it.
Download and subscribe to more content at theblaze.com/podcasts.
The Queen has now summoned the royal family to an emergency meeting. I mean, she's called them all. Now, do you think that it has to do with Meghan and Harry? Or do you think that hubby is going to kick it?
It has to do with Meghan and Harry. I read the story.
Prince Philip, you know, is on his...
Yeah,
he's
like
not
90-something.
Well. He's not well.
Yeah, and he keeps getting drunk and hitting people with his...
And he was in the hospital over the holidays. And,
yes.
And I knew... Everybody's like, will he stay in the hospital over the Christmas? No.
No, the Queen's going to have him. Hey, give him that.
They sent him to the hospital for a couple of days to get re-blooded up. And then it was like, it's Christmas. Ship him back home. And they did.
So according to this, the meeting is in the wake of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's shocking announcement.
Okay.
They are planning to step back as blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah. Right now, the Queen, Prince Charles, and Prince William have told all their offices to work at pace to find a solution to Meghan's and Harry's desire to step away from the front
right.
line.
Right, so whatever was on their schedules, that's gone.
That's gone.
It's history.
Yes.
I mean, William's going to have to pick up the pace. Kate's going to have to pick up the pace. I mean, the little fight starter has kind of won.
Yes. The Queen and the Prince of Wales and the Duke have directed their teams to work at the pace with governments and the Sussex offices to find a workable solution, and this is expected to take days, not weeks.
I cannot believe that Harry is letting this happen. I cannot believe it.
According to Insider, this move has come from shock and a range of emotion to something more constructive. It is very complicated, but right now what they're trying to do is having open talks with government both in Canada and the UK.
Right.
Because the problem is that they don't know what to do with them. They don't know, for example, the discussions are focusing on how to fund the couple.
Right.
How to fund their team, how to fund their security, how to fund their protection.
And Meghan is saying we don't need any of them.
Yes.
Meghan will be saying, look, we don't need any of them. Screw
that. Yes.
We're out.
Yes.
Harry, just come with me, mm-hmm. you, me, and Archie, and we can live anywhere we want in the world, and we can do anything we want. Screw them. You don't have to put up with this. You don't have to do this. Just come and be with me, and he's doing it.
I don't understand it.
Wow.
I don't understand it.
And he's actually doing it. I mean, and if this, no way he's able to come back and crawl back, right?
Well,
after this?
No, you can't, because if you're going to denounce your duke-ness for the Duke of Sussex, the queen has to put a new person in there, because that's part of their deal with the local government. Yes, it is. We talked about this, which is why Prince William is shooting for the four kids, just like the queen does. So, like, all the realms are covered.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, so all the realms have to be covered somehow by
and
by
I can't
a
believe
royal.
William is actually letting this happen either. I can't believe William and Harry
let this happen. If I'm William, I prefer do it now. Have grandma deal with it, because grandma could be meaner. If it's coming from William, it's brother between brother. It's like, oh, look at the brother.
They've been battling, though, since
exactly.
Meghan's been around.
Exactly. So it was good for William to step back and say, grandma, what do you want me to do? Okay, you got it.
And then he's able to say, look, I think, bro, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah. And you know Prince William has a good heart. So he's going to be
right.
Like, Prince William's going to kick some money to them. It's going to be just like Queen Elizabeth is kicking money to Prince Andrew. Yes, Prince Andrew is no longer
Speaking
Prince.
Speaking of Prince Andrew.
I know. He's the one.
That guy is a lucky MF-er.
Tell me.
I know he's in all these stories, and he's still under fire for the Epstein, Lolita Express, and everything, but...
Megan sucked.
Megan has saved his ass.
Saved his butt. I think, because of this, he could get his 60th birthday party that the Queen canceled.
I don't know about that. I think the Queen's like, no. As a matter of fact, I summoned everybody back except for you. Doesn't anyone want to see you walking around here anymore? So don't even come knocking.
If we didn't cover this last year, the queen... Hello?
Mom, this is Andrew.
Oh, no, Andrew, no. You're not supposed to be here.
Mom, can you just let me in? No, what are you... I'm just here to see my mom. I just want to get... No, I just... Hello, Mom! Yeah, I mean, there's no way.
Yeah, she canceled
He's
his
out.
Party because of the
Have
whole
a nice
thing.
Day.
Yeah, no. But he is... Happy
right.
As a little kid right now.
Yes.
Like Megan literally sucked all the news and have right now. Come on. You literally have the queen call an emergency meeting of all the heads of the realms.
Whew.
Dude, this feels like a movie. This is like a Game of Thrones movie.
It is.
Without the dragons and the killing.
And my gosh, do I want that.
Oh, me too. Send in the dragons.
My gosh, do I want that.
I don't want the killing. I want
I
the dragons.
Do. I want
oh,
somebody
you want the
to be, heck yeah.
Beheaded?
Yes.
Nice.
At least somebody needs an arrow between the eyes.
Ooh, that's a good one. How does after reading that, you know, they said they're talking to the Canadian government, they're talking to the American government, and they're talking to the local government. Like, I did not know. I wonder if they knew it was going to be this much of a trouble.
She doesn't care.
And then that also makes me think that they went to the queen. The queen said no. She got pissed.
Right.
She did what every person does here in America, leak it to the media or just make the announcement, ask for forgiveness. And
Which
then
it's too late.
It's too late. By you making that announcement, you forced the hand. But do we want to poop on the hand that feeds you?
She doesn't care.
I know.
Megan doesn't
that is
care.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable that you don't care.
Megan doesn't care. She's and... I heard Glenn mention today, Glenn Beck, if you're not sure who that Glenn is that I'm talking about.
No, I didn't know.
I heard him mention that he thinks that with all of this in particular, that when the queen passes, the monarchy's done. I don't know that I buy that.
No, the monarchy would not be done.
I don't know that I buy that.
No.
Now,
they will hate
They'll
the new
king.
They'll
be on the rocks because of Charles.
Yes, they would not
and
like
William
the new king.
William will save it.
Yes, yes, which is why she's been the longest monarch
yes.
in history.
Yeah, oh, yeah of course. Charles is an idiot. She's
yes,
known that all along.
Yes.
And she's not going to give it to Charles.
No.
So all she has to do is outlive Charles.
And dude.
And that might happen.
And that might happen.
If I'm William, the queen mother never dies.
Yes.
I mean, I have every possible due person around the queen knows that when she gets sick, when she falls, when she goes down, William is called, not Charles. Right? Because William comes and he's locked out of the house, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's taking
oh,
yeah. care of grandma. Grandma's still alive. No, Dad. She's still alive. She's fine, but she doesn't want to see anyone right now. Sorry. And just go back over there to the horse barn. And stay home with the wife. Holy cow. Are we still rusty?
No, I'm reading because I'm trying to find what Piers Morgan said about William and Harry, because he said he predicted this happening.
He did. And he's also talked about how they, how she has, the reason that that he predicted this is because he feels like she is the fight starter. And fight starter is my words, not his.
Yeah.
But how she's broken up everything that she's come in contact with.
Yeah, I found it. So
she's broken up. Already know what he said. That's why I went into it.
But I would like to get it from his word before you say, like, that's not what he said. So we just get it straight from the horse's mouth.
We don't need anything from Camilla right now. She's back in the horse barn with Charles.
You know, she's happy. You know, she's happy. It's also happening, too. But the problem is that people love Meghan somehow. Somehow they love Meghan more than anybody right now.
Which is really weird.
It is.
But it's weird because I think that Meghan's going to find out that cutting the ties,
it's going to make her look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
She's not. This isn't a good thing for her.
No, and it makes her look like a spoiled brat.
Which is not a good thing for her.
No. Okay, fine.
Harry will look like, oh, crap, he's doing what Meghan wants.
He's following his wife.
He's got to do that. He's got the kid, and he talked about his mom. He struggled his whole life, him and his brother.
He's a troubled child.
Right.
Yes.
That's why he was a party kid, and now he's locked into Meghan.
Which was a mistake.
So he comes out okay. I think Harry comes out, now he'll be, you know, he's obviously bunched in with Meghan as you're tearing everything apart. But he can walk away from Meghan and come back and still be the royal.
Absolutely.
If she walks away from her,
she's a homewrecker.
She is nothing.
She will be known as the girl that came between the two princes, the two prince, and destroyed their relationship.
And look, and that's what gets back to what Pierce said.
Morgan,
go ahead, quote what Pierce said, because I could tell you exactly what he said.
No,
but
no,
you go
fine,
ahead
go
and read
it.
What
no, no,
freaking
already,
Pierce said.
I would close my phone.
No.
Don't
you read every freaking word of Piers Morgan. You read everything that Piers has said for the last 20 freaking years before I say something.
Okay. People say I'm too critical of Meghan Markle, but she ditched her family, ditched her dad, ditched most of her old friends, split Harry and William, and has now split him from the royal family. I rest my case.
He's right. She's the fight starter, man. That's what she does. She goes and makes snow.
The one person that is sitting with the little folded arms, saying, I regret this decision. It's the queen.
I know. She's got to feel bad. She should not
have
let the marriage happen.
She should have listened to her gut.
She should have realized that, well, she was listening to her gut by loving her grandson.
Yes.
And wanting him to be happy.
Yes.
And he went to her, you know, and his grandma, I know, I know. Grandma, look.
I love her.
Yes, I love her so much.
Yes.
But I know she's a half-breed.
Yes. No.
She's just an actress from America and Canada.
That's the problem there. She's an actress.
But I love her. I love her so much, Grandma. She's so beautiful. Well, I've looked and I've screwed a bunch of people all over the world, Grandma.
Oh, never mind. You know what? Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Thank you, Grandma. I love you too. I love you too.
I hope I don't regret this.
And yes, she does.
And Grandpa, what did Grandpa say to him? You do not marry actresses.
Don't do it.
Those are the ones you use to pound chicka pound pound.
Right.
Look at your brother. And by the way,
thank you.
I am so mad at the media right now. As all this thing is breaking, they decide to publish a story from last year of
about William and the affair.
And the affair. Yeah. We all know why. That's why he gets her pregnant. We've covered that here. We all know the reason he gets her pregnant. She says, okay, go to the neighbor.
Well, the neighbor is actually one of Kate's best friends.
Best friend. It's the same thing, Jeffy.
Oh, okay.
The neighbor, okay. Best friend. Right. It's the same thing. We all know that. But
what's her silly name?
Is it another horse face?
Rose Hanbury. Yeah, Rose. So, and Rose is...
She's attractive.
Hell, that's a good word. That's a good word I was looking for. Rose is...
Attractive.
Attractive.
I could see why William saw that and they went to that instead of her pregnant wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The wife is pregnant and bitchy.
Yeah.
Rose is an old friend, and she's got her husband who she's sick of. When you see her and hubby, she's like, oof.
Oof.
I'm going to be busy with the prince for a while, so why don't you go, I don't know, do whatever it is you do. So, I mean, yeah, you get that, right?
Yeah.
But there's still no proof.
No.
There is no actual proof.
Actual proof.
She's the one that broke that story.
Yes.
So now, I mean, it's thought, and William... You know, the only thing that makes it look like there's proof is that when the story first broke, William tried to squash it.
Yes.
And so the belief is that he tried to squash it because it was true.
Yes.
But his argument to that is, I tried to squash it because I didn't want to hurt my wife.
Yeah, it's my reputation. And I'm the future king.
This hurts my wife with her friends.
No, I don't care about her, but it's like, I'm future king. I want to make sure that my...
No, I am, but what I'm saying is that I don't want to hurt my wife.
Yeah, that friend. Too. That's secondary, but my image as future king, I don't want to become the king cheater. I mean,
okay, this is seriously, Fat Pile Friday is tomorrow.
Yes.
And I seriously could go on and on and on. Yeah.
But I think this is one of the stories that people, why are you guys, we separated from the, it's fun.
I know that we did.
It's fun.
And I'm not bowing down. Well, maybe I would bow down to the queen.
Oh, definitely. Jeff Fisher, Queen Elizabeth. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, one last
you're
breaking.
The one telling me, God, it's time. We got to wrap this
up. I know.
Every podcast is too long.
I know. One last story. The Wax Museum in London has officially removed as of 30 minutes ago, Prince Harry and Meghan from the royal family.
Wow.
Madame Sudow officially removed them.
I want to see the picture.
As of 30 minutes
ago. Of those wax bodies in the dumpster.
Absolutely.
I mean, we have to see. Somebody make me a meme right now of the wax Harry and Meghan in the dumpster out behind the museum. That is fantastic. I mean, maybe they just set them up front for people to hang their hats on or something. But this goes back to what I'm saying, that Harry still walks away. Now, they're both gone because they're the couple, right? But if Harry comes back, he's still a royal. No matter what.
Yes.
He's still a royal.
Royal blood still runs through
him.
Now,
she might be the mom of Archie.
And that's it.
That's it. And that don't mean diddly. Harry just take Archie's mind.
Yeah, and Harry has little baby Archie has dual citizenship.
Do something. He's living here. Come and get him. Oh wait, you can't get in. Damn the luck.
And I'm sorry, but like, that's why you don't marry feminists.
Wow. I can't believe
that I'm right.
Keeps.com. Tired of losing your hair.